And welcome back to White Auditorium. More coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Tim Miller along with Daniel Courtwright set to bring you the first game on the boys' side of the bracket as we have the number six-seeded Hartford Jaguars set to do battle with the third seed, Lebo Wolves. And Daniel, welcome to the broadcast. Your first taste of Lyon County League tournament basketball action.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Tim.
You betcha. In game today here, Lebo, of course, a favorite. They're the number three seed, having a very nice season. Their first-year coach, Dennis Becker, 8-3 on their campaign so far, 5-2 in the league. Meanwhile, Hartford checking in at 5-7 overall, 2-5 in the league. These two teams met back in early December. A rough go for Hartford. They hope to have better luck today. They lost 76-31 that first go-round.
Yep.
All right, so as we check out now, getting ready to check out anyway, our starting lineups for this contest brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Lineups for Hartford look like this. Allie Smith, a 5'10 senior, averaging just over 21 points a game. Kevin Goza, 5'11 junior, at 4 points an outing. Tyson Bolson, 5'10 sophomore, averaging 5 a game. Duncan Baker, 6 foot senior, 6 points an outing. And the fifth starter for Hartford, Keenan Renfro, a 6 foot freshman, averages 6 points a game. Hartford coached by Colton Barrett in his fourth season. For Lebo, they will go with Landon Grimmett, 6'2 senior. He averages 14.5 points per game. Luke Davies, 6'2 senior, averages 6 an outing. Grayson Shoemaker, 6'1 junior, their leading scorer at 15 points an outing. Austin Bailey, 5'9 senior, averages 4 a game. And then Zach Oswald rounding out the starting unit for Lebo. He's a 6'3 junior, averaging 12 points per game. Lebo, coached by first-year coach Dennis Becker. They are 8-3, 5-2 in the Lyon County League. Again, this is the first game on the boys' side of the bracket. First game of the day saw the Madison girls with a very convincing victory over Southern Coffee County. So this is game two of four. Two more later on tonight. So wall-to-wall coverage has officially begun here from White Auditorium. That first game, Madison girls won it 55-35.
Yeah, Madison girls looked really good there, Tim.
Yeah, they really did. They got out to a very fast start, never looked back. All right, jumping center. It is Allie Smith for Hartford, Landon Grimmett for Lebo. Wolves will go right to left as we see it here, courtside at White Auditorium. Basketball is in the air, tip controlled by Lebo, and we are officially underway. Running across the midcourt line will be Grayson Shoemaker. Feeds it near side, Luke Davies the basketball, over now to Bailey. Bailey along the right wing. Hartford matching up with a little zone here. Shoemaker in the paint, tries to feed it down inside, a little too hot on the pass. Off the hands of Zach Oswald, Lebo with the turnover, Hartford with the basketball. Here come the Jaguars, quickly in the front court, operating left to right. Allie Smith with the basketball, averaging 21 a game on the year. Goes on the drive, scoop shot up, no good. Rebound cleared by Oswald. And here comes Grimmett for Lebo. Crossover dribble down the lane. Right-handed shot up and good off the window. And Landon Grimmett gives Lebo the early lead here. 2-0, 7-16 to play in the quarter. There's a near turnover, but they're going to get a walk on Shoemaker as he made his way down the court. He had the steal and then gave it right back. So Hartford will inbounds right in front of the scorer's table. Kevin Goza will check it in. Comes in play to Tyson Bolson. As Lebo sets up their defense, man-to-man defensively. Smith has it up top. Now flips it over to Baker. Now back to Smith on the baseline. Baker had it for a moment. Now Bolson with the top of the key over the Renfro. Renfro far side. Picked up there by Austin Bailey. Again, Lebo man-to-man defensively. Wolves with an early 2-0 lead. Smith feeds it baseline. Fadeaway shot no good. Missing Duncan Baker. Look at partially blocked. Davies pulls it up, comes near side now. This is Austin Bailey on the drive. The kick out, long-range shot for Shoemaker off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Duncan Baker for Hartford. Still 2-0 Wolves, 6:20 to play here in the opening quarter. On the baseline, shot cross off, no good. Rebound to Davies and a reach and foul. I think they got Renfro. So Renfro picking up his first team foul, number one. Our coverage brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs.
Yeah, Hartford's coming out in this 3-2 defense, Tim. Making Lebo kind of live and die by the three, as they've already put up two. Or one, sorry.
Bailey, skip pass, comes Shoemaker, goes base on the drive. Strong move there by Shoemaker. And he gets his first basket of the ball game. 4-0 Lebo. Shoemaker had a big game the first time these two teams met. Put in 28 points that night. Bolson feeds it over to Baker. Now back to Bolson. He'll go top of the key. Allie Smith. Smith gets to the right elbow. Comes in the corner to Renfro. Now Smith gets back along the baseline. Wraparound pass knocked away and stolen. Lebo with the steal. Long feed down to Shoemaker. Lay in. No good. It crawls off the rim. Tough shooting luck there for Grayson Shoemaker. Still 4-0 Lebo. 5:14 to play here in the opening period. Smith with it. Top of the key. This ball on the deck. Pull up, and he is fouled. He pulled up from the right elbow to take the shot and gets hammered. He'll be at the line for a pair.
Yeah, talking to some of the coaches before the game, Tim, if Hartford really wants to get going, they got to run their offense through Allie Smith and Tyson Bolson. Those are their two key components to the game.
Now Smith will be at the line, again averaging 21 a game through the first 12 games of the season. So now is that a two-point try or a three-point try? I'm trying to figure out how many free throws he's going to have. Here's the first one, short right off the front of the rim, no good. I think the official came over and said it was going to be a two-shot foul.
Yeah, that was close for sure.
Nolan Trester into the lineup for Hartford, replacing Keenan Renfro. So second free throw try here for Allie Smith, a 5'10 senior, trying to get Hartford on the board for the first time in the ballgame. And his shot is up and good. So 1-for-2 for Allie Smith, makes it 4-1. Lebo with the lead. 5:06 left here, opening quarter. Lebo skips it in the corner to Bailey. Now Davies in the lane, Shoemaker. His pass deflected. Zach Oswald there to track it down for Lebo. Skips it to Davies. Davies on the drive. Shot no good. Foul on the floor. As they will get Nolan Trester with his first. Team foul number two on Hartford. So the Wolves will inbounds along the baseline. Landon Grimmett will trigger it in. Feeds it to Davies here along the left side. Now Grimmett gets it right back in the near corner. Feeds it over to Shoemaker. Now far corner comes to Austin Bailey. Grimmett, nice ball fake. Now sets up for a three and drills it. Three-point shot up and good. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston. Grimmett now with 5, and the lead is 6.
Yeah, Lebo coming out 2-for-3 on threes. That's going to be big for momentum for them.
Indeed. Smith pull up, buries a 15-footer. Allie Smith, the first field goal for Hartford, makes it 7-3. Wolves lead it 4:15 to play opening period. Shoemaker has it left corner, now puts the ball on the deck, gives it back to Davies along the near wing. Skip feed over to Bailey along the far side of the court. Once again, Grimmett sets up for a three, left it short. Rebound, though, to Bailey, and it'll be a block foul. As Bailey made a move to the basket, put the shot up, they'll get a block. That will put Bailey to the foul line. Block is against Duncan Baker, his first, team's third. So two free throws here for Austin Bailey, 5'9 senior. First free throw try is good. So the second free throw attempt here for Austin Bailey. Shot is up and good. Bailey makes it 9-3 as Renfro back in for Hartford in place of Duncan Baker. So a 9-3 lead for the Wolves Our coverage brought to you by Angela Blakely with Coldwell Banker and Poirier Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime, 620-344-6368. Smith backing down, tries to get into the paint, does fadeaway shot, a little short, crawls off, ball being tipped around, finally controlled by Zach Oswald for Lebo. Wolves up 9-3, 3:39 to play opening period. First game on the boys' side of the Lyon County League Tournament. Pass inside Davies, nice feed underneath now as Davies is able to go baseline to Oswald, who gets fouled.
Lebo's done a really good job of penetrating this 3-2 zone.
And some nice passing.
Yeah.
Renfro just picked up his second for Hartford, team foul number four. And Oswald buries the free throw. His first point. 10-3 ball game. Lebo in front. And Oswald hits them both. Lebo now 4-4 at the line. Duncan Baker in for Hartford, replacing Keenan Renfro. He'll go to the bench with those two personals. 8-point lead for the Wolves. 3.5 left here, opening period. This is Smith for Hartford. Needs it to Trester. He'll give way now to Bolson. This is Smith, right wing, pull-up shot, 17-footer, way short. Rebound to Bailey. Quick outlet comes down to Grimmett. He's fouled on his way to the basket, and more free throws for the Lebo Wolves. Last three trips for Lebo has led to foul shots. That one's on Bolson, his first, team's fifth. Grimmett with 5 points in the ball game now, trying to add to his total. First free throw is up and crawls in. Scott Smith in for Lebo, replacing Austin Bailey. Smith, a 5'8 senior. And Grimmett's second free throw, nothing but the bottom of the net. He's got 7. The lead has grown to 10 for the Wolves. 13-3 ball game, 3:07 to play, first quarter.
Yeah, this Lebo coach must have done a really good job teaching their kids how to shoot free throws.
No kidding. Yeah, perfect 6 of 6. This is Baker, got cut up along the baseline. Finds Goza in the far corner. Now his pass deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Hartford. Kevin Goza will inbounds, far sideline. Looking, comes in to Tyson Bolson up top. Lebo, man-to-man defensively. There's Trester in the lane. The runner crawls in. That's Nolan Trester with the field goal, 13-5. Lebo with the advantage, 2:38 to go. Down inside Oswald with the turn. Shot is up. Did he travel first? He did. We'll get the walk on Oswald. Boy, Oswald, tell you what, big old kid down inside there for Lebo. So the turnover will give the ball to Hartford.
You know, Hartford's done a good job. They had every opportunity. The shots aren't falling right now.
Just trying to hang in. Boy, Trester somehow gets a crossover dribble in the lane. Now kicks it back out on the drive. Basket up and good. That's Homer Bomar. Just checked into the ball game. Gets a basket on a nice drive. Lebo with the basketball. 13-7. 4 straight points now for Hartford. Davies, his pass deflected. Stolen away into the hands of Nolan Trester. Here comes Hartford trying to put a little more of a dent into this Lebo Wolf lead. Hartford just hanging around in this one here in this first quarter. On the drive, shot no good there by Bomar. Rebound collected for Lebo. Here comes Shoemaker across the timeline. Feeds it in the corner. Grimmett sets up for a three. Got it. And Cody Thurston, land agent three for Grimmett. He now is in double figures with 10. Timeout taken by Hartford. Our timeout's being brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget and get a second one for $1. Let's squeeze in a quick 30-second break. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Superior in land, superior in real estate,
and superior in auction.
We are superior.
Call us for superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Tim Miller, Daniel Courtright back here courtside at White Auditorium. Boys action in the Lyon County League Tournament. A minute 36 to play opening period. And Lebo with a 16-7 lead over Hartford. Hartford had cut the deficit down to 6, but a 3-point field goal by Landon Grimmett extends the lead out to 9. The biggest lead for Lebo has been 10.
Yeah, credit to Hartford. I mean, they're sticking in this game. Unlike how they played in the first of the season, you know, they knocked off some of that rust, and they're sticking with this Lebo team.
Well, Coach Colton Barrett thought his team has improved quite a bit from the first time these two teams met. So far, hanging right in there. Homer Bomar controlling. Gives way now to this is Smith. Well, I tell you what, he is quick.
Yeah.
Lean in shot a little too hard. Rebound taken by Grimmett. Nice bounce pass in front court to Shoemaker, and he's fouled. So more free throws upcoming for Lebo, and that has certainly helped their cause in this first period. Foul's called on Tyson Bolson. That's his second now. So Bolson and Renfro each with two fouls. That's the sixth team foul called on Hartford. Shoemaker's free throw is no good. That's the first miss for Hartford, or should say for Lebo from the foul line after hitting the first six.
Yeah, Tyson Bolson being in foul trouble for Hartford, that's going to be a real real shot in the foot here for the this Hartford team.
Shoemaker misses them both. So the score remains 16-7. Lebo with the lead. Smith in front court. Feeds to Trester. Now over to Bomar, who drives, gets his shot blocked from behind. They're going to call a tie-up, and the possession arrow will keep it with Hartford. Coverage being brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. Right now, the Wolves up 9, 16-7. Inbounds pass comes up top to Nolan Trester. Far corner, Goza has it for Hartford. Man-to-man defense being played here by Lebo. Smith to the left elbow. Couple of ball fakes. Kicks it up top now to Trester. Trester at the top of the key. Back to Smith. Smith trying to work off a screen. Picks up his dribble. Comes to Bomar on the right side. He'll go left to the alley. Misses a shot but gets his own rebound. Then loses the handle. Ball still loose on the far corner of the floor, and it'll stay with Hartford. Last touch by Scott Smith of Lebo. 30 seconds remain in this first period. 16-7, Lebo with the lead. Goza will inbounds. It comes into Trester. Hands it off. Smith with it. Crossover dribble. Takes it in the lane. Shot no good. Foul called. As Smith gets hacked across the wrist, they'll call it on Davies. Luke Davies with his first. Team second on Lebo. Smith to the line for the second time today. 1-for-2 thus far. And this try is short. By Hartford needing every point they can get. And these free ones, critical. 23 seconds remain in the first period. Second try for Allie Smith. Boy, missed them both. So that's an 0-for-2 trip there for Hartford. Lebo has the basketball. We'll see if they play for the final shot. 16-7, Lebo with the lead. Shoemaker between the rings. Now goes in the far corner to Davies. His skip pass comes near side to Smith. Smith on the drive. Nice bounce. Pete and Oswald. He tries to go in the corner and finally gets the ball to Shoemaker. Down to a second. Shoemaker shot off the front of the rim. No good. And we have played the first quarter here at White Auditorium. After the first period of basketball, it's Lebo 16 and Hartford 7. We'll pause 1 minute. Coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League Tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. You have questions, call Radcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Radcliffe Propane.
Basketball takes people working together and perseverance to be successful. The McIlvaine Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether it be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McIlvaine offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McIlvaine Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 38 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
Well, to the second quarter we go. Lebo leading Hartford 16-7. Again, the first boys game of the day in this Lyon County League tournament. Oswald with it in the paint. Strong move to the basket, off the window for two. Zach Oswald, very physical player. His first basket, he's got 4 points total. And the lead now 11 for Lebo. That's their biggest lead. Dominic Reisner into the game now for Lebo. Also, Drew Conradi checking in. So, coach going to his bench a little deeper. There's a foul in backcourt. That's going to go against Hartford's Kevin Goza. That's his first. Team foul number 7. And Lebo will be in the bonus the rest of this first half. So, again, Reisner along with Conradi in for Lebo.
Yeah, unfortunately for Hartford, Lebo just can't miss at the free throw line. Right now they are 6 for 8.
Yep. Oh, the old right announcer there. Change right there as Reisner misses. 18-7 ball game in favor of Lebo. This is their biggest lead, 11 points, just seconds into the second quarter. Nice drive there by Goza. He dishes it off. Duncan Baker with the basket. Set up nicely there by Goza. Baker's first points of the ball game. Makes it 18-9. Lebo with the lead. Conradi feeds the Shoemaker. His skip pass cross court now to Reisner. And Scott Smith now has it for Lebo left of the circle. Nice look down low inside. Another field goal for Oswald. Oswald carving up some nice room for himself down inside. He's got 6, 20-9, back to an 11-point advantage for Lebo. Wolves man-to-man. This is Smith in the corner. Now it comes to Goza. Goza looking for some help. Finds Smith here along the right side. His baseline feed knocked out of bounds. Oswald last to touch it as Grimmett, Davies, and Bailey all check in for the Wolves. Shoemaker, Oswald, and Smith to the bench for Lebo. 6:23 to play, first half. 20-9, Lebo with the lead. Trester hands it off. Smith with it, left wing. On the drive, that's going to be a charge. They'll get Smith with his first, team foul number 8 against Hartford. And it'll be Lebo basketball.
So they're going to have to wipe up the court after that.
Yep, Coach Dennis Becker bringing a towel out. He'll do a little housekeeping here, get the court clean. A 20-9 ball game here in favor of Lebo with 6:14 to play, second quarter. Reisner will check it inbounds. It comes in to Grimmett. And Lennon Grimmett will bring it across the timeline for Lebo. Reisner finding now Conradi along the right wing. Skip pass here, Davies left side. Davies left-handed dribble. Feeds it off to Conradi. Nice jump stop in the lane. Lays it up from about 6 feet. Conradi's first bucket of the ball game. And Lebo now their largest margin. They lead it by 13. Going to get a reach-in foul now. Call will go against Conradi. That's his first. Team foul number 3. Keenan Renfro in for Hartford. In place of Homer Bomar. Timeout here taken by Hartford. Timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. So here we are, 5:47 to play, second quarter. And I think Coach Barrett just wanted to call a timeout to get a little clarification on a call by one of the officials. So this is more of a fact-finding timeout for Coach Barrett. .547 to play here in the second. 22-9 ball game in favor of Lebo. Hartford will work it inbounds. Kevin Goza will trigger it in. Comes in to Renfro. Now back to Goza in the paint to Baker. Now Trester puts the ball on the deck. Pull up 13-foot shot. Boy bounced around several times on the rim and missing. Now the rebound to Austin Bailey for Lebo. Conrad in the left-handed dribble. This is Grimmett now. Goes left baseline in the corner. Davies. Ball fake. Now pull up. 12-footer. Good. Luke Davies, his first bucket. And the lead is now 15 for Lebo, their biggest margin. Tresser on the drive. That's going to be a block. Call will go against Conrady of Lebo. His second foul, team's fourth. Hey, strike. 24-9, Lebo with the lead. 5:12 to play here in this first quarter. Or I should say second quarter, excuse me. Coverage brought to you by Seamears Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614. Goes to inbounds for Hartford. Comes into Smith on the right corner. Pass left of the block to Baker. Shot no good from the left wing. Rebound now. Quick kick out down to Grimmett. He's fouled on his way to the basket. Boy, Lebo got the rebound and the outlet pass quick. They were down the floor quickly, and now it leads to a pair of free throws for Landon Grimmett. Fouls on Kevin Goza, his second, team's ninth. Grimmett's free throw crawls in. He's 3 of 3. He's got 11. Scott Smith in for Lebo in place of Dominic Reisner. Grimmett looking for point number 12 in this first half and gets it. 26-9 Lebo. Lead continues to grow for the Wolves out to 17. 5 minutes exactly left to play second quarter.
Yeah, credit to Hartford for getting back there on defense after that that outlet pass. Unfortunately for them, it still led to 2 points. But
this is Allie Smith working against Davies. Lebo man-to-man. Smith shovels a pass to Bomar. Now Trester has it right of the circle on the drive. Dishes off to Baker. And now this is Smith from the left side for a three-pointer. A Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston. Smith now with 6. Shot no good for Davies, but the long rebound gets back to him. Sends a pass left baseline. Grimmett nails about an 18-footer. Boy, Landon Grimmett having a solid first half here. He now has 14, 28-16, or 28-12, excuse me. Lebo with the lead. Stolen away by Scott Smith, and then he'll lose the handle. So Smith had the steal, didn't lose it. We'll go back to Hartford. 28-12, a 16-point lead now for Lebo with 4:05 left in the second quarter. Lebo basketball. Smith, he'll try it again. Nails another one. Allie Smith, back-to-back threes.
Wow.
Back-to-back Cody Thurston Land Agent threes. He's got 9. And the deficit down to 13 now for Hartford, 28-15. Smith showing some nice range. Down low they go to Oswald. Well, if you need a basket, not a bad idea to go down low, get an easy one. Oswald with 8, 30-15. Wolves with the lead. Pull-up shot off the right side of the rim. No good. Missing Tyson Bolson with the miss. Rebound cleared by Lebo. Here come the Wolves right to left. Davies lost his footing there for a moment. Gets it back. Now finds Grimmett. in the lane, back out to Davies. Long range shot, no good off the left side of the rim, but Smith there to collect it for Lebo. And now Grimmett, another three-point try, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound to Nolan Trester for Hartford. Now he throws it away into the hands of Grimmett. And Grimmett down the floor, lay in good, count the basket, and a foul called. Chance of the three-point play here for Landon Grimmett. I believe that was Nolan Trester picking up the whistle for Hartford. So Trester with his second.
Yeah, that's just great court awareness by Grimmett there.
Grimmett now with 16 points, looking for number 17. Reisner back in for Lebo in place of Austin Bailey. Landon Grimmett 4-4 so far from the line. Make it 5-5. He's got 17 points, and the lead grows to 18 now for Lebo. Well, Hartford had a little flurry there with a couple of threes by Smith. Cut it down to 13. Now it's back out to 18. Smith along the right baseline, covered up there by Davies. Feeds it to Baker, now up top. Three is tried and missing. Tyson Bolson with a miss. Lebo has the basketball. This is Oswald from the foul line. Drives, shot blocked by Smith. Hartford has it. Keenan Renfro with the ball down the middle of the lane, runs right into Reisner. That's going to be a charge. And Keenan Renfro picks up his third personal foul. It'll go the other way. So a turnover there by Hartford. Conrady back in for Lebo. Luke Davies to the bench. Our coverage brought to you by the City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County. Great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. Down low, this is Oswald again. Well, they've had Grimmett from the outside, Oswald on the inside. He's got now double figures, 10 points on the drive. Smith crawls off the backside of the rim, no good. Smith had the rebound for Lebo. Hits the deck and a foul called. It's going to go against Oliver Smith, who checked into the ball game. Smith picking up his first. It'll be a two-shot foul hill here, double bonus for Lebo. Scott Smith looking for his first points of the ball game. First free throw try is up and good. Lebo now 10 of 13 from the free throw line here in the first half. Smith, his second try. Got it. First 2 points for Scott Smith.
Yeah, Renfro being in foul trouble for Hartford is going to cause them some problems. But it looks like they're keeping them in the game.
On the drive, shot no good. Now the follow for Renfro misses, but he does draw a foul, and he'll get to the free throw line. Call against Dominic Reisner. So Renfro's free throw try off the right side of the rim, no good. So Davies and Shoemaker in for Lebo, Smith and Reisner to the Wolf bench. 2:01 to play here in the first half. 37-15, Lebo taking command of this ball game as Renfro goes 0-2. Here come the Wolves. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touched by Tyson Bolson. Wolves will have it. And they will inbounds right in front of the Hartford bench. Ball comes in to Conrady. Drew Conrady. Pass down inside, looking for Oswald. Tipped around and stolen away. Good defense. Oliver Smith comes away with it for Hartford. Quick drive down the floor. Shot no good there by Bolson. Made a nice move, just couldn't finish it off. Davies, long pass down the court. Finds Grimmett. Grimmett layup no good. Followed for Shoemaker, misses. Rebound Hartford will go back the other way. The Jaguars left to right. Smith to the free throw line. Thought about pulling up. Got into some traffic. And now long range up and good. That's a three-pointer for Bolson. Tyson Bolson's first basket of the ball game. A Cody Thurston land agent three-pointer.
Yeah, like I said before, if Hartford wants to stay in this game, they got to get Bolson and Allie Smith both on the same page here. Offense needs to run through those guys.
Right of the block, Oswald. Kick back up top now. Davies sends it in the corner now. Shoemaker puts it on the deck, into the lane. Shoemaker, the running one-hander, no good. Rebound, though, to Oswald. He'll take it up and score. Zach Oswald, a solid first half. He's got 12, 39-18. Lebo with the lead. 44 seconds left in this second quarter. Smith tries to feed it. Finally, the pass gets to Renfro somehow. Ball still loose along the baseline, out of bounds. Last touch by Drew Conrady. So it will go to Hartford with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Coverage brought to you by Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small business, plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle, 785-231-7840. Bolson lost it, tried to dribble between two defenders, turns it over. Long pass, Grimmett has it on the right wing. And now Davies trailing, recipient of the pass, and he'll feed it in the corner here near side to Shoemaker as Lebo plays for this, what will apparently be the final shot of the half. Wolves in command by 21, 39-18. Grimmett up top. He's had a solid first half with 17. Loses the handle, stolen away. And Oliver Smith's midcourt shot, no good. So we're at the end of the first half. And a first half controlled by the Lebo Wolves. Wolves 39, Jaguars 18 as we head to halftime here at White Auditorium. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through some stats from first half action. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Before you build a new home or consider a facelift for your present home, find out what Doug Schmidt Construction has to offer. Doug Schmidt Construction builds custom-designed homes. They're also the firm to call for renovation or remodeling. Hey, why not use that tax refund for a facelift project? Call 475-3284. Doug Schmidt Construction of Olpe, providing quality construction at an affordable price.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343-3000.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Tim Miller back along with Daniel Courtright here as the Lebo Wolves have a 39-18 lead over the Hartford Jaguars in the first boys game of the day in the Lyon County League Tournament. These are seeds 3 and 6. As we begin to take a look at our halftime numbers, stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. First off, individual numbers. We'll start with Hartford. They were led by Allie Smith as he had half of their total. He had 9 points. That was on the strength of a couple of threes. He hit back-to-back. So 9 points for Allie Smith. Tyson Bolson with three. And then Nolan Trester, Duncan Baker, and Homer Bomar all with two. Meanwhile, for Lebo, they had two players in double figures from that first half, led by Landon Grimmett. He paced the Wolves with 17. And then the big guy inside, Zach Oswald, added 12. And then five players with 2 points. Scott Smith, Luke Davies, Grayson Shoemaker, Drew Conradi, and Austin Bailey all with two. As far as any foul issues are concerned, for Hartford, Keenan Renfro had three personal fouls in that first half. Kevin Goza, Tyson Bolson, and Nolan Trester each with two personal fouls. Meanwhile, for Lebo, Drew Conradi with two fouls. As far as any potential foul trouble right now for Lebo. And Daniel, any team totals to pass along?
Yeah, so the Lebo Wolves, actually, they've been shooting really well from the field goal. They've been penetrating that 3-2 zone really, really well. Right now they're shooting 10 for 15 from field goal, 3 for 6 from threes, and they've been putting on an absolute clinic on how to shoot free throws, Tim. They've been 11 for 14 on free throws. They have 10 rebounds total, and with only 4 turnovers. I mean, the Lebo Wolves are playing really well, while the Hartford Jaguars, they're shooting 4 for 14. They have had a lot of opportunities, but the shots are just not falling for the Hartford Jaguars. But I will say, Allie Smith, with those two back-to-back threes, I thought that was going to bring them back into the game for a little bit. They're shooting 3 for 4 from threes, 1 for 6 from free throws, not shooting too well from free throws. They have 7 rebounds total as a team and 6 turnovers.
So. All right, so a 39-18 lead right here for Lebo. Second time these two squads have met. Back on December the 13th, Lebo won the game 76-31. So we'll see if Hartford can at least certainly keep it in check where it is right now, down by 21. So obviously a mountain to climb for the Jaguars.
I said before, if Hartford wants to get back in this game, Allie Smith and Bolson, they really need to bring it in the second half. I mean, Allie Smith. 5'10 senior, that guy, he has really quick first step, very good basketball player. If he starts rolling, I think Hartford can kind of crawl back into this game.
Meanwhile, for Lebo, they've had a nice 1-2 punch so far, inside and outside. Landon Grimmett from the perimeter, he had, again, 17 in the first half. That included 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And then the big guy inside, Zach Oswald, using that big body, he had 12. Pretty nice 1-2 punch there for Lebo.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, Lebo is finding a way to get the ball inside to Zach Oswald in that 3-2 zone. If they can keep doing that, or if they can, you know, whenever you play a zone, usually you have to live and die by the three unless you get some sort of penetration. But Zach Oswald's having a really good game tonight. They're really passing the ball well and feeding the ball inside.
Again, this is game two of the day. First game, on the girls' side, we saw Madison with a 55-35 victory over Southern Coffee County. Games later on tonight, girls' side of the bracket, it will be Opie against Waverly. And then the nightcap, the finale for the day, it is Burlingame and Mirazine Valley on the boys' side. So the 2 and 7 seed matchup on both the girls and boys side later on tonight. And both those games, of course, will be right here on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Deeker and Tegan Trahoon will bring those contests for you later on tonight.
Opie girls having an exceptional season this year with 6-1, while Waverly's been struggling a little bit. They're 1-6. And Burlingame 6-1 this year. And Mirazine Valley's 1-6 also. So hopefully two good games for you tonight.
Need to mention our video coverage, of course, on KVOE TV. Video coverage brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. His number is 620-437-7340. So, yeah, coverage on Country 101.7 FM. Also, of course, on video, KVOE TV at KVOE.com. So, several ways to enjoy the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Let's squeeze in another quick timeout. We'll come back and get you ready for the second half. This is coverage of Lyon County League Tourney here on Country 101.7 FM.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice federates a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear. It's easy to see. It's your financial institution. For the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Quest Services Incorporated is a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality, unique services to individuals with intellectual disabilities in five counties. They offer many services including case management, day services, residential services, supportive home care, and wellness monitoring. When you see someone associated with Quest Services, thank them for a job well done. Quest Services Incorporated, for life's journey. Wishing all area athletes success in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
And welcome back, Tim Miller, Daniel Courtright, as we get set for third quarter action. Lebo and Hartford. Lebo with a 39-18 lead. So obviously, it goes without saying, these first few minutes of the third quarter very critical for Hartford if they hope to try to get back in this basketball game.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim.
So for Hartford, they will go with their original starters, Allie Smith, Kevin Goza, Tyson Bolson, Duncan Baker, and Keenan Renfro. Meanwhile, for Lebo, they too with their starters. Original starters, Landon Grimmett, Luke Davies, Grayson Shoemaker, Austin Bailey, and Zach Oswald. This is Smith. Boy, nice spin move into the lane. Gets it to crawl through. Allie Smith, nice move to the basket. He's in double figures with 11. And Hartford with the first bucket here in the second half. 39-20. Lebo with the lead. Pass dumped down inside to Bailey. Oswald showing some passing skill. Austin Bailey with four.
Yeah, Hartford there with a quick basket, and then Lebo with a quick answer.
So just like that, back to a 21-point lead for Lebo, 41-20. On the drive, threw it over the iron there. That was Tyson Bolson. Made a nice move. Just couldn't draw iron. And now Shoemaker on the drive. He's too strong with a shot attempt. Rebound taken by Duncan Baker for Hartford. Back come the Jags, right to left. A minute gone here in the third, 41-20. Lebo with the lead. Goza looking for some help, and now reaching, fouling, and get a timeout here, I think. Yep. And I think Goza got into trouble there, and his coach, Colton Barrett, trying to help him out. So a timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6. Stop by McDonald's on 6. Get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. And as we approach just a few minutes past 6, well, McDonald's doesn't sound too bad, does it, Daniel? Getting a little hungry myself.
No kidding, yeah. Hey, what's your go-to McDonald's meal, Tim?
You know, I like the chicken sandwich. I'm a chicken sandwich kind of guy, so yeah, I go chicken.
Nice. That's classic. See, I go chicken nuggets every time.
Okay, there you go. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. All right, yeah, making myself even hungrier as we go here. 41-20. Back to live action. Hartford has the basketball. This is Smith. Pull-up jumper from the right wing off the side of the backboard. No good, but Smith gets it back. Good hustle play there by Allie Smith to get Hartford another possession. Now the pass knocked away, or I should say actually a shot knocked away. And now Davies can't quite control the dribble. He'll carry it, and Lebo will give it back. Turnover by the Wolves. Coverage being brought to you by Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Hartford with the basketball in the hands of Tyson Bolson. He'll hand it off to Smith off a screen. Long shot is up and good. The third tray of the ball game for Allie Smith, who now has 14, and the lead is 18 now, 41-23, 6:15 to go in the third.
That's what I said. If Allie Smith gets hot, Hartford has a chance to crawl back into this game.
Boy, wide open there, Austin Bailey, and missed it, but there's a tip in by Zach Oswald. He now has 14. 43-23, a 20-point margin for Lebo. They just seem to always answer Hartford. Smith over to Bolson. He'll shoot it from long range. Just does graze the side of the iron. No good. Rebound to Lebo. Here come the Wolves. Shoemaker goes right elbow to Oswald. Back out to Shoemaker. Into the paint. 13-footer at short. Tipped around, and Renfro has it for Hartford. Jaguars on the move. Smith with the bounce feed, trying to get it over to Goza, knocked him out of bounds. It'll stay with, no, they're going to say it's Lebo basketball. So Lebo will have the possession. 5:26 left, third period. Shoemaker in the front court for Lebo. Comes right side now to Austin Bailey up top to Shoemaker. His pass along the baseline, trying to feed Davies, a little too high. Out of bounds, turnover by the Wolves. Hartford gets it back. This is Bolson in the front court. Feeds Smith off a screen again. Same play as we saw earlier. That time the shot is short. Rebound to Oswald for Lebo. Wolves basketball. Bailey on the dribble. Feeds up top now to Oswald. Thought about the shot. Now he'll drive in the lane. Rims around. No good. And that's going to be Oswald over the back. Good rebound position there by Duncan Baker. So over the back goes Oswald. That's his first. Just his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Wolves. Dominic Reisner now in for Lebo. Zach Oswald will get a breather. 4:49 left here in the third, 43-23, Lebo with the lead. Tyson Bolson moves in the front court, finds Bomar. Now this is Smith, couple of fakes. Back to Bomar from the far corner, three-point try is no good. Bodies hit the deck, we have a push. That's going to be a foul. I think they may have gotten Davies, Luke Davies. And they did. That'll be Luke Davies, his second personal. Team foul number two against Lebo. Off the inbounds, this is Trester. Trester has it knocked away out of bounds. Off the hands of Dominic Reisner. It'll stay with Hartford. They'll work it in, far sideline. As Bomar will work it in for Hartford. There's a kick. Ball off the foot of Landon Grimmett, so we'll try it again.
Harper's having some issues getting this ball in.
Yeah, they are. They find Trester. Trester right baseline, blocked from behind, and a foul on Reisner. That'll be two shots. So Reisner with the whistle. That's his second, team's third. Coverage being brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Nolan Trester to the line. This is his first free throw attempts of the ball game. First try, left it short. Hartford has struggled from the free throw line in this game now, just 1-for-7. That certainly does not help if you're trying to get back into a basketball game.
Oh, no.
And the second one also short for Trester. It remains 43-23, Lebo, 4:21 to go here, third quarter.
Yeah, this has been two polar opposites for free throw shooting for these two teams.
Yeah, no kidding. And a timeout on the floor taken by the Lebo Wolves and Coach Dennis Becker. Timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th, your afternoon snack stop for hot, fresh fries for a dollar between the hours of 2 and 5. Let's squeeze in a 30-second timeout. This is coverage of the Lyon County Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Opie, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bowles owners. Call 620-475-3725.
Tim Miller, Daniel Courtright back here at White Auditorium. 4:17 to play third quarter. First game on the boys' side of the bracket for the Lyon County League. Lebo with a 20-point advantage at 43-23. 4:17 left in the third.
You know, it probably helps Lebo to have a former ESU Hornet basketball player as their assistant coach. Also my former roommate, Duncan Fort.
Duncan Fort, yeah. Duncan, of course, yeah, you mentioned Emporia State Hornet. Played for his dad, Dennis Ford, at Osage City. Good basketball player.
Yeah.
This is Lebo with the basketball. Grimmett, bounce pass inside, blocked. Austin Bailey, his shot rejected, and here comes Hartford. Allie Smith on the pull-up, and he's fouled. And that will be on Grimmett. That'll be Grimmett's first team foul number four. So see if Allie Smith can knock down some free throws. He's just one of four in the ball game. Two shots upcoming. A little quiet now. Smith's first try. It's short, yeah. And the free throw woes continue for Hartford.
Yeah, Hartford really needs to hit their free throws if they want to continue to be in this game.
Just one for nine. Another attempt for Allie Smith, 5'10 senior. And left it short again. So 1 for 10 on the night are the Hartford Jaguars from the free throw line. And that has not helped, obviously, the cause as they trail here by 20. Grimmett from the right corner, three ball, no good off the right side of the rim. Rebound there to Duncan Baker. He just about threw it away. Back to the other end. Now it is stolen away. Nice defense by Reisner for Lebo. Took it right away from Tyson Bolson. Skip feed all the way across the court over the Shoemaker. And now there's a foul called along the baseline. This will go against Hartford's Nolan Trester. That's his third. Just the first foul the second half against Hartford. Grimmett will check it inbounds. It comes in to Grayson Shoemaker. Up top now, Austin Bailey has it for Lebo. Hartford. Trying to figure their defense. Looks like man-to-man defense. And there's a lean-in. That's going to be an offensive foul. Austin Bailey lowered that shoulder. Bailey picks up his first, team's fifth.
You know, Hartford looks like they're changing it up, but there are going to be some mismatches down low if they're going to be doing that.
Yeah. Opening some zone now. Playing some man. Kevin Goza will bring it down the floor for Hartford. Here's Smith with it now. Into the hands of Nolan Trester to Bolson. Over to Baker as they work around the perimeter. Smith long range. Back of the rim. No good. 3-point try for Smith. Grimmett, nice lead pass down to Shoemaker. Shot no good, but a foul called. Well, I tell you what, Lebo gets that rebound and they go.
Yeah.
You got to get back.
Yeah, they are quick down the court. They have really good team chemistry tonight.
Bolson picking up the whistle. That's his third. So now Bolson, Trester, and Renfro all with three fouls for Hartford. Grayson Shoemaker averages 15 a game, but just 2 points tonight. Missed the free throw.
It was the first free throw of the second half. It seemed like Lebo was just always at the free throw line in the first half.
Another shot up coming here for Grayson Shoemaker, 6'1 junior. Got it. 3 points now for Shoemaker. 44-23, a 21-point advantage for Lebo. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Hartford with the basketball. Tyson Bolson will bring it down the floor. Duncan Baker now. This is Smith. Smith on the drive. Boy, nice shot off the glass. An opportunity for a three-point play for Allie Smith. Smith with 16. Foul is called on Dominic Reisner. That's his third, sixth team foul against Lebo. See if Smith can finish it off with a free throw make. And it has been a struggle tonight for Hartford. And Smith included, just one of six. Free throw try, again short. He's been short on all three free throw attempts here in the second half. 44-25, Lebo with the advantage, 2:35 to play, third quarter. Well, stay tuned, two more games left tonight. Of course, wall-to-wall coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM. Also on KVOE-TV, videoing every game here. Long-range shot, three-point try for Landon Grimmett. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Our video coverage brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Hartford with the basketball, and it's stolen away. Shoemaker picking the pocket of Tyson Bolson. Good job by Hartford's Duncan Baker to get back on defense and deflect a pass out of bounds.
Yeah, good job getting back on defense by Hartford there. When Lebo gets the ball, they get going.
They do. They are quick down the floor off the rebound. Inbounds comes in. Reisner, far corner three is good. Dominic Reisner with the basket. That's his first points of the night. 47-25, Wolves by 22, matching their largest margin.
They're shooting 40% right now from the three-point line. It's Lebo.
Not too bad. From the near side, long-range shot, no good. Keenan Renfro with the miss. Lebo has the rebound. Reisner feeds in front court. This is Conrady. Goes left of the block. In the right corner now, Grimmett. Now Shoemaker, those two play catch. Shoemaker top of the key, decides to let fly from three and hits. A Cody Thurston Land Agent 3, experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Shoemaker now with 6, 50-25 as Lebo doubles up on Hartford. Biggest lead of the night for the Wolves. Smith right elbow, spin move into traffic, takes a shot up anyway and misses. Conrady with a rebound, nice outlet pass down the floor to Grimmett. Ball knocked away out of bounds. It will stay with Lebo. Coverage being brought to you by Gwen Longbine of Remax Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at GwenLongbine.com. Lebo with the basketball up by 25 here the last 50 seconds of the third quarter. This is Shoemaker with a runner. Wave off the shot, a foul beforehand. Call will go against Kevin Goza. That's his third.
That's a good drive by Shoemaker.
Third team foul against Hartford here in the second half. Grimmett will inbounds. It comes to Shoemaker, far corner. Lebo working left to right. Drive by Shoemaker, and he'll score the basket. Well, Shoemaker picking up a little offense here the last few minutes. He now has 8, 6 of those in the last couple minutes. 52-25, the lead is 27 for Lebo. 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. A three-point try, no good by Bolson, but he's fouled by Shoemaker. And that'll be three free throws for Tyson Bolson. Shoemaker's second personal foul. That will also put Hartford into the bonus the rest of the half. Unfortunately, free throws have not been kind to this Hartford ball club.
No, they have not. They're only shooting right now. They're 1 for 11, it looks like.
Making 1 for 12 as the miss there by Bolson. He'll get two more. So 1 for 12 at the free throw line. Boy, that'll make a coach either pull his hair out or if nothing else, it'll turn gray. There's a make. That snapped a string of 10 consecutive misses.
Yeah, they're probably going to be practicing free throws next practice, huh?
I would say so, and there's a miss. So Bolson gets one of three. 52-26, Lebo. Last 19 seconds of this third quarter, Conradi down inside. Boy, strong turnaround off the glass, right under the bucket. In traffic, Conradi has four. 54-26, a 28-point lead, the biggest margin for Lebo as the lead continues to grow for the Wolves. Nice spin by Smith. It'll count if it goes. It does not. Off the back of the rim, that ends the third quarter. So three periods of play in the books here. And our score, Lebo 54 and Hartford 26. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the fourth quarter right after this.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
And welcome back here to the fourth quarter. Tim Miller, Daniel Courtright with you. So 8 minutes of basketball left in this one in a game that's, well, being dominated by Lebo, 54-26. They lead it by 28 and will have the basketball to begin this fourth quarter. Luke Davies with it. Feeds to Smith in the lane and they'll get a tie up and the ball will go to Hartford. So Davies, Oswald, Smith, Bailey, and Shoemaker on the court right now for Lebo. Bolson, Smith, Goza, Baker, and Trester for Hartford. So the last quarter upon us. Of course, the winner advances to the semifinals, championship semifinals, and there's a shot inside, no good. A little too strong for Nolan Trester. The loser of this game will move to the consolation side of the bracket. Shoemaker on the drive, scores another basket. Well, Shoemaker has really picked up the offense as he nears double digits. Matter of fact, he's there now. He has 10. 56-26, the lead has grown to 30. A long-range shot up and good. Nolan Trester with a three. The Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experienced Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston. 56-29.
Grayson with that brace on his right knee, but it doesn't look like it's stopping him any.
No, not much. Davies on the drive. The runner off the window is good. Luke Davies with a field goal. He's got four. 58-29. Lebo with the lead. Nolan Trester on the drive. That's going to be a travel. A double dribble, excuse me. So the turnover to Hartford. Substitutions here for Coach Dennis Becker.
Yeah, I don't think you can even get away with that in the NBA, Tim.
No, I think so. Don't think so. Conradi into the game, also Reisner. Sam Hassenkleffer in for the first time. Hassenkleffer, 6'2 junior. Seen his first action of the ball game. 2 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter, 58-29 Lebo. Grimmett to Reisner, bounce feed down inside to Conradi. They work around the perimeter. Here's Shoemaker on the drive. Does he get the roll? Does not. It crawls off. He was hoping for a three-point pop. possibility. Instead, he'll go to the line for a couple. Call goes against Keenan Renfro. That's his fourth. Team foul number four on Hartford. Shoemaker tonight, 1 of 4 at the free throw line, has 10 total points. Two shots upcoming here. It's the first.
I believe that makes it a running clock.
Yep. Yet they're up 30 now. So Shoemaker with another attempt. So Lebo well on their way to their ninth win of the year. And Shoemaker now with 10 points here in the second half, 12 for the ball game. Oh. There's a steal now. Shoemaker with the pick on the drive. Another bucket for Grayson Shoemaker. 14 points for Shoemaker, 62-29. The lead is 33, and as Daniel said, we have a running clock here now. 5:11 to go in the contest. Smith on the drive. Shot falls in. Boy, well, besides struggling from the free throw line, Smith has certainly had a decent ball game. 18 points on the drive. Conradi, a strong take. He's got 6. Offense picking up here a little bit in this fourth quarter. 4:50 left. Smith on the drive. He'll shoot it, miss it, but gets fouled.
What's nice about this Lebo team is that there are a couple of players that absolutely stand out, but I mean all of them have just been, they've been distributing the ball very, very well. Letting all their guys get chances and just absolutely dominating this game.
Sam Hassenclever with the foul, his first, team's 8th. Allie Smith to the free throw line. First try is good. That ends a string of 5 straight misses for Smith. He now has 19 in the ball game. That leads all scorers, by the way. 64-32, Lebo with the lead. And Smith that time with a miss. But the rebound off the miss. Shot no good, though, for Renfro. And back comes Lebo. Lebo just about threw it away, and they did. Couldn't quite save it.
Looks like Hartford's bringing in a platoon here.
Well, both teams letting some other players check in, at least go on their bench anyway. For Lebo, Tegan Kelly, sophomore, in for the Wolves. Also, Braden Hopkins in for Lebo. Foul called to go against, I think they may have gotten Braden Hopkins on the whistle, and they did. That'll be his first. Team foul number 9 on Lebo. Free throw crawls in for Tyson Bolson. Bolson has 5 points. Our coverage being brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. As the free throw, good there for Bolson. Hit a couple. Give him 6, 64-34, 2:44 left. Braden Hopkins with the basketball, holds it high above his head, feeds Hassenclever. Now back to Hopkins. Hassenclever with it now just inside the circle. Nice spin, gets in the paint, shot no good, a little strong. Conradi with a follow that won't go. And a foul, a whistle inside. Good rebound, strong rebound for Duncan Baker. And we'll walk to the other end for a couple of shots. Coverage brought to you by Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry. Located just 3 miles south of Hartford, call Eagle Creek at 620-392-5659. Free throw attempts here for Duncan Baker, and he'll hit the first. Baker now with 3 points.
Hartford's on a 4 free throw streak right now.
All right. Picking up the pace a little here now. Now Coach Barrett will empty his bench as Baker hits both free throws. Well, thanks to all of our sponsors here at the Lyon County League Tournament. Without them, obviously, this coverage is not possible. I want to thank MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? LMT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at MadTel Hartford.com. Miss by Lebo. Back comes Hartford on the run. This is Renfro. Boy, crawls off. Tough shooting luck. But the rebound collected by Simon Blankley. Shot missing for Nolan Trester. Check that. That was Dayton Wilson. Excuse me. Ball thrown away out of bounds. Lebo with the turnover. Hartford will get it down to 49 seconds to play in the game. 64-36. Lebo will advance. They'll move into the championship semifinals. And now Hartford turns it over. Ball last touch by Keenan Renfro. It'll go over to Lebo down to the last 24 seconds. So the Lebo Wolves, they will draw the winner of tonight's game between Burlingame and Meritazine Valley. Meanwhile, Hartford, they'll get the loser of that game between Burlingame and Meritazine Valley. Last few seconds ticking away here, as it will be Lebo collecting a 64-36 victory as they move to 9-3 on the season. Meanwhile, Hartford falls to 5-8. So 64-36 is the final. We'll step aside, take a timeout. We'll come back, go through some totals with you from this contest. This is our coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Can you dig it? They can. They're Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it?
Well, welcome back here. Of course, they have me trying to do all this little tech stuff. I think I got us into the right position here, Daniel, as far as commercials are concerned. Well,
I'm glad you're running it, not me.
Again, the final score is 64-36. Lebo with the victory to advance into the semifinals, championship semifinals, as Lebo led from. They'll start to finish, had a good control of the basketball game pretty well throughout. Hartford had a couple little runs there during the basketball game, but it was just too much Lebo Wolves here tonight. Although I will say, of course, you know, the first time these two teams met, it was a 45-point differential. So Hartford, a much better effort the second go-around against this very, very good Lebo basketball team, the 3 seed in the tournament. And so they're certainly a team that can contend potentially for this tournament championship as we go through the totals in this game, doing a little addition as I'm on the air. So we'll hopefully this goes okay as we get ready to look at the individual scoring. First off for Hartford, well, they had the game-high scores, a matter of fact, as Allie Smith led all scorers with 19 points. I should mention before I get too far into this that our stats are brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. So now back to the individuals. As I mentioned, Allie Smith led all scores. He had 19 points. Tyson Bolson with 6 for Hartford. Nolan Trester added 5. Duncan Baker finished with 4. and Homer Bomar with two. Meanwhile, for Lebo, they had three players in double figures. Landon Grimmett led the way with 17 points, a very strong first half for Landon, scoring all 17 in the first half. Zach Oswald added 14. He had 12 of his in the first half. Now in the second half, Grayson Shoemaker took over with some scoring as he finishes with 14 as well, 12 of his in the second half. Drew Conrady finished with 6. Luke Davies and Austin Bailey each with 4 points on the night. Dominic Reisner added 3. Scott Smith tallied 2. Again, the final score 64-36, and Daniel, some team totals.
Yeah, so Lebo totally dominated from beginning to end in this game, but that goes without saying. Hartford looked pretty good. Allie Smith played really, really well. Lebo finishing the game 18 for 29 on field goals, while Hartford ended 7 for 24. Hartford, the shots just weren't falling for them tonight. You know, they had every opportunity they could and just didn't get it done. But on the three-point side, Hartford was shooting 5 for 13 the entire game, 2 for 9 in the second half. Lebo, 2 for 5 in the second half, 5 for 11 for the entire game. Free throws, Hartford did not get off to a hot start, 1 for 6 in the first half, and 6 for 13 in the second half. So 7 for 19, 6 of those coming in the second half for Hartford. Lebo, on the other hand, they shot... Well, I'm doing a little addition myself, Tim.
A little tough, isn't it, when you're trying to do it on the fly?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they shot 13 for 17 on free throws. They put it on an absolute clinic tonight. So, Lebo, I mean, Hartford, they really need to get in the gym and practice on those free throws. Maybe do some suicides or something. You know?
Well, you know, and not that it would have been a huge, huge difference in the game, but when you don't hit those, it certainly just obviously doesn't help the cause at all, and they really struggled from the line as, of course, Lebo, just pretty darn good basketball team, and they move on into the championship semifinals.
Absolutely.
As they advance. Earlier in the day, the first game of the day, on the girls' side of the bracket, it was Madison. They had a pretty comfortable win over Southern Coffee County, 55-35. Two games still to be played today. As we'll get ready for a return to the girls' side of the bracket, Olpe, the number 2 seed, will take on the number 7 seed, Waverly. And then the very last game of the night, we'll see Burlingame take on Merzine Valley. Again, that's a boys' game. So two more left. So we're just halfway done with our coverage today as we are officially into the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament, which you can hear right here on Country 101.7 FM. Of course, if you'd also like to watch, we have it on KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Absolutely. I'll be running video for those games after this.
I was going to say, you get to go up and do a little video work.
Yeah.
So, Michael Deeker and Tegan Trahoon will handle the on-air side of things. So, wow, four games every day this week except for Wednesday. So, a very, very busy week. This is the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament. Unbelievable. And just a lot of great, great, rich history in this tournament.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, the Olpe girls, a lot of history in this tournament. Now, very interesting, if you look last year, of course, it was the Burlingame girls beating Lebo for the tournament championship game. And just to give you a little bit of history here, Daniel, that ended a string, I think the Olpe girls had played like in 22 straight championship games.
Wow.
But that string was ended last year as Burlingame and Lebo got into the tournament championship.
Yeah, Olpe has a rich, rich history. Anybody who follows Olpe has a very rich history of sports, especially in the women's sports. I mean, a lot of ESU players coming out of there, and I know their boys' team's been really, really good. So
yeah, the boys, they're the defending Lyon County League champions.
That's right.
As they beat Madison last year in the championship game. So obviously a long way to go before we get there. We are just getting started as two games in the books today, the Madison girls with the victory and also the Lebo boys with a win. So I guess we're going to get ready to turn this thing over to the Michael Deeker and Tegan Trahoon show. Of course, they're our regulars
right.
on our area game of the week, the guys that bring you the regular season and postseason various sports, football and basketball. So we'll let those guys bring it home tonight with the next two games. Again, Olpe Waverly on the girls' side, Burlingame Meredithine Valley on the boys' side. So we'll take a break and we'll come back, get you ready for game three of the day. This is coverage of the Lyon County Basketball Tournament here from White Auditorium.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.